This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Casualties are one measurement of the losses caused by war, but they're far from the only toll. NPR reporter Deborah Amos, one of the network's most experienced Middle East correspondents, takes a close-up look at another aspect of that war's human cost in her new book, The Eclipse of the Sunnis. In it, she surveys the circumstances and prospects for the estimated 2 million Iraqis who have fled their homeland and may never return, leaving a huge gap in their nation's professional population.
There was a massive brain drain from surgeons to dentists to architects to scientists. These were the people who knew how to write a contract in a ministry. These were the people who knew how to run an airport. And Iraq has suffered because of that. Many of the most talented of them are unlikely to ever come back.
A disproportionately large share of these displaced or refugee households are Sunni Muslims, Amos reports.
60% of the refugees, near as we can tell, are Sunnis. Inside the country, Shiites are 60% of Iraq. Sunnis are 20% and Kurds are another 20%.
15% of the other displaced Iraqis are Christians. Only a quarter are Shia, and most of them are not religious. This imbalance is a direct consequence of the sectarian infighting that thoroughly disrupted and divided Iraqi society, which Amos says bluntly, the Sunnis lost.
They lost the sectarian war. You can argue that they started the sectarian war, the Sunni insurgency that the U.S. Army had such trouble with. They opened the door to al-Qaeda coming to Iraq. And when the mosque in Samarra was blown up by al-Qaeda, one of the most revered mosques for Shiite Islam, the community had had enough, and they fought back. And since they were now part of the government, some of that fight was pretty dirty, but it was dirty on both sides. So they could carry out that fight in police uniforms and in military uniforms from the Ministry of the Interior.
From today's perspective, Amos says the unpopular military surge in Iraq 2 years ago can be seen as a tactical success. But that was only part of the strategy urged by General Petraeus.
His idea was that you would bring in 30,000 extra troops at a moment when Americans wanted nothing but to get out of there, and it was a tactical success. The violence subsided to a reasonable amount, but the strategic part of the surge was to open the space for political reconciliation between Sunnis and Shias. So the surge was a tactical victory and a strategic failure, because that hasn't happened yet.
The displacement of hundreds of thousands of Sunni Muslims to neighboring countries such as Syria and Jordan has intensified regional stresses, Amos observes. The key to improving matters for the entire area, she believes, lies in making good on that strategic element of the surge and building a successful power-sharing arrangement within Iraq's emerging new government.
There are Sunni power centers outside of Iraq, Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Jordan. The region will remain unsettled until there is some political accommodation of the Sunnis in Iraq.
Will the most recent election results help move things in that direction? Amos says it will most likely take months before we know. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.